production of Soviet oil and the consequent shifts back and forth. It isn't anything I could come back over for it later on.
Well, this thing is going to be so important that I think it's going to cause changes in everything. So
you say this is a difficulty at the UN?
No, but it's going to provide difficulty at the UN.
Uh-huh.
And
you want me to come back to just be of general help?
I think we need somebody up there to sustain Adlai and stiffen him and support him and.
Well, suppose then I'll cancel everything I'm doing here.
Yeah.
And come along. I can't get a plane out of Frankfurt this afternoon. It's too late for that. But I'll come just as rapidly as I can.
Well, now, let's see. It's now 3 o'clock where you are, or 4?
No, it's about 2:30 in Frankfurt.
I see. Well,
the plane has left. The regular plane for New York is...
Well, let me find out what the military have there.
What?
And I'll be... Where are you right now? Can I get back at you? Hello?
Of course.
Hello, can I get back at you? I just want to find out what the military have there.
Right, okay.
Where are you now?
I'm now at the Frankfurterhof.
Frankfurterhof.
In Frankfurt.
Yeah.
And, I don't want you to go to the brother. Can't I get...
I'll check with my military. I'll get my air aid on the thing.
Uh-huh.
And then we will be back.
I'll just wait to hear a further call from you.
Yeah.
Or some representative.
I'll be back in the next few minutes.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
Waiting.
Right, I got the leadership coming back at 5 this afternoon.
Yes.
Then we begin this blockade.
Yep.
Then we will continue the surveillance. I would anticipate 2 or 3 things. First, that Khrushchev will make a statement that any attack upon Cuba will be the same as he made at the time of the Suez business, will be regarded as an attack upon the Soviet Union, be responded to by all the weapons at their command, number one. Number two is we have to assume that as this surveillance continues with the U-2s, that these SAM sites may shoot one down. At that point, then, we were just discussing what action we will take and in attacking the SAM site. So I would assume that this will only be the first of an increasing number of steps. We're not going to be in any position to carry out an invasion for some days because we have to move those troops around from San Diego, but we're going to do all those things, and we'll just stay in touch with you this week, which, as I say, we anticipate that it will be getting more intense.
As I understand it, John talked to me about 3 possibilities.
Right.
The first one, I told him, the only real thing I said was I thought that was completely wrong. And apparently everybody else had seen it.
That's right, and for the reasons, one is we didn't think we'd get them all, as well as we'd have all the disadvantages without finishing the job.
That's correct.
Yeah.
And the second one, the difficulty was, and of course here, between second and third, I thought there were a number of reasons on both sides, and of course I couldn't tell about the understandings that the government had with the Latin American companies, with NATO, and so on and so on.
Right.
But so there, I just, my thought was, well, no matter what you find to do, I will certainly stand hit and will be doing my best.
Right.
Support it. Now, the one thing I didn't quite understand, that you'd suspect that the third program would require a number of increasingly serious steps.
Well, what we anticipate is first his statement. Of, the sort of usual one. But then, of course, the surveillance will continue. Now, we have to assume that they perhaps will shoot down one of these U-2s. And in that case, and therefore make our surveillance impossible. In that case, of course, we will then have to judge what action to take. But I think that we probably, as I don't expect they're going to discontinue work on these things, I don't expect they're going to withdraw them. And I would think that... we probably have that danger in any case.
I should think, Mr. President, that what probably will be bothering you the most after this first statement will be the some outcries from all around the world, probably including Latin America and so on and so on. This will, there will be a lot of talk about the United Nations and so on.
Right.
The only thing that I said to John that here's something that even if you don't get as many people in South America, many governments go along, that once you've taken the first step in force, then you will have to, if necessary, to make all these things unilateral decisions.
And right. Not, that's right.
And that's the big thing. And when if you see becomes a time to do something, why you yourself, of course, will have to make a decision.
Right. Well, two-thirds. If we get the two-thirds, we'll operate under the Rio Treaty. If we don't get the two-thirds, then we'll do it under our own act of self-defense. Then
your speech will be 7:00.
7:00. Then we're going to go to the UN with an opposition will be the withdrawal of these up there to assist Adlai, so that we get somebody who's had some experience.
Well, Jack's a very good man.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you for telling me, and I will. I personally think you're really making the only move you can.
Yeah, it's tough to, as I say, we will, I don't know, we may get into the invasion business before many days are out.
Yeah.
But,
of course, the military standpoint, that's a clean-cut thing to do now.
That's right.
Because
that's right.
You've made up your mind, you've got to get rid of this thing.
Right.
The only real way to get rid of it, of course, is the other thing. But if, having to be concerned with world opinion
and Berlin. Well, Berlin is the, I suppose that it may be the what they're going to try to trade off.
Might, but I personally just don't quite go along, you know, with that thinking, Mr. President. My idea is this. The damn Soviets will do whatever they want, what they think is good for them.
Yeah.
And I don't believe they relate one situation with another. That's what they find out they can do here and there and the other place.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're already standing at the unit with NATO, that if they go into Berlin, that's all of it.
Right.
That means they've got to look out that they don't get a terrific blow themselves.
Right.
And I don't, it might be, I could be all wrong, but my own conviction is that you will not find a great deal of relationship between
them. Let me ask you.
They'll try to make it that way.
General, what about if the Soviet Union, Khrushchev announces tomorrow, which I think he will, that if we attack Cuba, that it's going to be nuclear war. What's your judgment as to the chances they'll fire these things off if we invade Cuba?
Oh, I don't believe it
will. You don't think they will?
No.
In other words, you would take that risk if the situation seemed bizarre.
As a matter of fact, though, what can you do? If this thing is such a serious thing here on our flank, that we're going to be uneasy, and we know what this thing's happening now. All right, you've got to use something.
Right.
Something may make these people shoot them off. I just don't believe this will.
Yeah, all right.
Well, in any event, of course, I'll say this. I'd want to keep my own people very alert.
Yeah. No, we'll hang on tight.
Yes, sir.
Thanks a lot, General.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Yes, I got it. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
fine.
go ahead.
He will address the nation at 7 p.m. this evening.
He will, yeah.
On steps being taken.
No, I can do it. Oh, right. On steps being taken, yeah.
To provide an effective quarantine.
Yeah.
Against this threat to the hemisphere.
Right. Okay, I see your point.
Yeah. Now, we're trying also to confirm the source and reliability of that rumor because...
We are, too.
Yeah, okay, fine.
Right.